It's one of the South Coast's most popular visitor attractions, but for the last 6 weeks, it's been like a ghost town because of coronavirus. While there are no visitors here, the sounds of gorillas, leopards, and condors have echoed around the 30-acre site near Santa Barbara's East Beach. The Santa Barbara Zoo is being hit by the longest closure in its history.
It's very surreal. It's very weird. You know, we are not used to having no guests in the zoo.
Dr. Julie Barnes is the Santa Barbara Zoo's Vice President for Animal Care and Health. The zoo is facing two issues, a financial hit from the closure and concern about the possible transmission of coronavirus between animals and staff members.
For all veterinarians and veterinarians within the zoo world as well, we were always concerned about the risk of this being a zoonotic disease, meaning that it could be transferred from animals to people or vice versa as a reverse zoonosis. So there had been some studies coming out, some information from some studies coming out that was indicating that it looked like that cats could be susceptible to the virus. We had heard about a positive diagnosis in a couple of cats in other countries. We had suspicions that there are certain species who might be susceptible.
The issue received a lot of attention a few weeks ago when a big cat at the Bronx Zoo tested positive for coronavirus. But Dr. Barnes says the Santa Barbara Zoo had already implemented safety measures.
Even before we heard about the case in the tiger in New York, we had implemented increased PPE precautions with our mammals, all the mammals in the zoo, because of the concerns that it might be potentially transmissible to them.
Dr. Barnes says there have been no documented coronavirus cases among the zoo staff members who are caring for the animals or the animals themselves.
When we have any of our staff working in close quarters with any of our mammals in the zoo grounds, they do have to wear a mask and they have to wear gloves. And then we have increased PPE requirements for working around any of our big cats or any of our larger primates, and that is they have to wear gloves, masks, they have to wear some sort of coverall or protective clothing, and we're trying to get them to distance from the animals as much as they can. If possible, try and work them with 6 foot distance from the animal if possible.
The shutdown has hit the zoo hard financially. More than 90% of the zoo's revenue comes from visitors in the form of admission fees, food, and souvenirs. It normally has more than 230 employees, but has had to lay off more than 130, most of whom were part-timers.
Since the zoo opened in 63, this is the most challenging time the zoo has ever faced. Fortunately, we have friends in the community who have been making donations. Management of operations has allowed us to put some amount of capital reserve away that we can draw from. But of course, each passing month, that's depleted. Just operating right now with no guests, it's costing us about $630,000 a month.
Rich Block is president and chief executive officer of the Santa Barbara Zoo. He says they did get some federal aid to help with salaries, but admits that's only a temporary fix. He says they're focusing on reopening and trying to figure out how it will work in the new social distancing world.
We don't know what all of the protocols or requirements are going to be. Social distancing is going to be important. Whether or not people will be required to wear masks is important. How we would route people through the zoo. Certain things would probably not be open, such as the climbing wall, giraffe feeding. All of that has got to be thought through very carefully.
But Block says they wanted to do something more immediate for the zoo's fans. They're doing a drive-through event on Saturday for families missing their visits to the zoo.
We actually have a drive-by Say Hi event this Saturday, the 25th, from 10 a.m. until noon. Swing through the zoo parking lot, greet some of the costume characters. We'll have some baskets and opportunities to drop donations.
And as much as regular visitors miss the zoo, some of its residents miss seeing people even more. Dr. Julie Barnes with the zoo.
When a keeper goes to a particular enclosure to check on an animal, that animal is definitely seeking the keeper's attention more than they used to.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.